Good morning, and welcome to Ask the Pro, a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are those of the participating clients and not necessarily those of the management and staff of WLVL. Ask the Pro is an informational-based program designed to advertise the product and or service of the client and to introduce them to the WLVL listening audience. Your questions and comments are welcome throughout the show. Just call 716-433-1433.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Friday. It is September 27th, and I am so happy to say that I am joined in the studio with our very own Dr. Ken Kerbs. Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Eric. How are you today?
I'm happy.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Are you? Good.
Life is going well.
It's officially fall now, just so you know.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, actually, I'm okay with that. I love autumn. It's my favorite season of the four. You got nice crisp days like today and nice cool evenings to get a good night's sleep, crack the window, and life is good.
Yes, it is. It is good. We just had, you know, the little hurricane that was kind of going down south. That's been kind of a little stressful for everybody, but I have two nephews that are at the University of Florida, Tallahassee.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They escaped pretty good, so, I mean, they're okay. But they did evacuate them from their dorm and put them in some kind of a civic center or something like that to make sure everybody was protected during the thing. But everything seems to have... I don't know if it was as bad as they... I mean, they were really escalating it quite a bit, but...
Yeah, when they put in terms like unsurvivable,
right,
that made me a little
and I don't twitchy. I don't think it got that bad, you know. I mean,
right?
I mean, there was certainly a lot of damage, a lot of tough things, and people are. I know my daughter Hannah, who lives in Providence, Rhode Island, she was scheduled to go to Atlanta yesterday for her roommate's graduation, and all the flights were canceled. So Hannah, the adventurous one, took a train. So she got on a train and took a train from Providence down to Atlanta. So, because graduation is this afternoon today, and it's actually in about 2 or 3 hours from now, and she wasn't going to miss it. So,
all right, good for her.
I give her a lot of credit, you know, for being, adventurous enough to find an alternative route, you know, and she got down there. So.
Well, I got to think outside of the box sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you do, and you don't think about it. Fortunately, with her living in Rhode Island, she's gotten very used to using trains because she'll take trains back and forth to Boston and you know things like that. So she's getting very familiar with that type of mass transit and stuff like that. So I guess she didn't think twice about it.
Right. Why not?
You know, took a few hour drive train down to Atlanta. So. Yeah.
It's probably nice too, just to unwind and relax.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. I'm sure it was a little stressful in the whole dynamics of because they, canceled the flights and now you scramble, to see how are you going to do it. And she certainly, I don't think she would have been able to drive down there in enough time.
No.
But the train, I'm sure she probably traveled all night long to get there on the train. So that's good.
I think so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you are listening to Dr. Ken Kerbs from Kerbs Family Chiropractic and Wellness. Pretty much anything is on the table, whatever you want to talk about. If you have questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, medical, political, physical,
be careful where we go. I have an opinion on everything, but I won't always express that opinion.
That's right. Well, his office is located at 741 Davison Road here in the city of Lockport. And if you would like to have a private consultation with him, you can call his office, make an appointment at 434-0671. That's 434-0671. In the meantime, you can talk to him right now, right here, live, by dialing 433-1433, 433-1433.
That is the purpose why we're here, isn't it?
It is, yes.
It's not for just you and I to talk to each other, but for people to call in and, ask their concerns or questions or
something like that.
You know, so.
It's what we do.
That's right.
And have a gosh darn good time doing it, too.
Yeah, so what do you want to know about, Eric?
What do I want to know about? There's so many things I want to know about, Dr. Ken, that your leg bone's connected to your hip bone.
Yeah. It's all connected. See, that's the thing that people don't realize. In our current healthcare system, you know, the healthcare system has become so specialized that, you know, everybody has their body parts, you know. So when I, back in December, my mother broke her arm. Pretty nasty fracture of her humerus, and it was right just above her elbow. Mm-hmm. And so we, and you know, obviously she ended up in the hospital, ended up having to have surgery to have plates and screws, you know, to, she, I mean, she's 90 years old. So, I mean, she needed, you know, some support with the severity of the break. So the orthopedic surgeon that came in and did the surgery, great guy, did a fantastic job. But, you know, as I researched him a little bit, he's an orthopedic surgeon that only deals with shoulders and elbows. You know, his specific body part is shoulders and elbows, you know. And then you have orthopedic surgeons that just do knees or just do hips, you know. And so, you know, everybody has become so specialized in their part, and they're good at it. However, sometimes we lose track of the whole person, you know, the whole body. And that's where, fortunately, in the chiropractic profession, you know, we've still stayed true to what was in the old days of what would have been considered the general practitioner, who looks at the person as a whole, you know, from birth to death, and the whole body, and not just, you know, super specialized, you know, in that area, you know. So I think that that's important. And then also that that whole body is controlled by one particular system, and that's the nervous system. You know, so your brain and your spinal cord, you know, control all the functions within your body. You know, your heart doesn't work independently. Your heart is not what controls your body. It's your nervous system that controls your heart.
Right.
And so we tend to forget that. So we look at all these very specialized things, you know, when we have a malfunction, you know, in an organ system or in something, we're always addressing, trying to either increase its activity or decrease its activity. And unfortunately, in conventional healthcare, we do that with drugs. Whereas in chiropractic, we look at doing that through proper spinal balance, removal of nerve interference within the system that is creating that imbalance, and then also sometimes nutritional support, supplementation, and things like that, you know, that are going to assist in that. So it's a natural approach of allowing the body to recover and heal on its own the way it was intended to do, you know. You know, the power that made the body is what heals the body. You know, giving a person a drug doesn't heal the body. Giving a person drug just merely, you know, minimizes or suppresses the symptomatology until the body is able to recover. And that's unfortunately, you know, where our healthcare system has gone. So you see people on, you know, I mean, anybody over the age of 40, it's rare to find them that aren't on any medication. And the older they get, it becomes even more rare. But also you see people not only on a medication, I always call the three big ones, the blood pressure, the blood sugar, you know, and the cholesterol. You know, those are the ones that, you know, the vast majority of people over 40 are on one or all of those. And then you go into more and more where you see people on 10, 15, sometimes 20 different medications. You know, is that right? Could there possibly been some other alternative? Could there have been some other route to take, you know, with that? I think there is. I think there's a lot that could be done. The problem is in our healthcare system now, there is really no such thing as prevention. It's like, let's wait and see and then deal with the crisis when it comes. You know, going to your medical doctor every year for your physical, you know, listening to your heart and taking your blood, and if all that's in normal, then you're considered healthy. When in fact I see people every single day, you know, when they come into my office and they're, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s and up, and they're literally falling apart, and you realize, how did you get like this? You know, I have a gentleman recently I started working with. He's 81 years old. The guy is incredible. I mean, he's just, you can hardly believe that this man, he doesn't look anything like he's 81, you know.
So what's he doing differently from the 40-year-olds?
Right, because he's in much better shape than many 40-year-olds I've seen, you know. So, again, it's choices you make. It's decisions that you make in your life. Unfortunately, our healthcare system and our food industry system has given some really, really poor advice. You know, I love when they always say, oh, you can have anything just in moderation. Well, unfortunately, people can't moderate.
No.
They do not moderate. And, you know, the food industry, foods are designed to become addictive. Foods are designed to be very hyper palatable. so that you want more and more and more. And that's the unfortunate thing, is because when you're concentrating your diet on highly processed foods, which if they have more than one ingredient, they're processed, you know, then you're going to, and you do that over a long period of time. From day to day, you're not going to notice anything, you know, but do that over the course of 40 years, there's a price to pay for that. You know,
indeed there is. So you're saying that a half a bag of Oreos is not eating them in moderation.
But that's vegan, you know. That's vegan if you eat Oreo cookies.
Oh, then it's okay then.
So then, see, that's perfectly socially acceptable, you know, because, you know, we're getting into this craze of this whole plant-based thing, no animal products, no something. But, you know, Oreo cookies are considered vegan. And so people can justify eating as many as they want because they're virtue signaling that they're doing the right thing. And yet they wonder why they have, you know, type 2 diabetes and they're overweight and they're all inflamed and not functioning properly. Now, yeah. There are certainly people who live in the vegan world who eat very, very healthfully as far as, you know, choices in their foods. However, if that's the way you eat, there's no way you can stay that way sustained for any long time period without supplementation. When you're not eating any kind of an animal based product, you know, there's a lot of nutrients you're missing as a direct result of that. And many, yes, many times people will claim that they'll get enough protein from their plants. Yes, they'll get protein. However, it's not nearly as bioavailable. You know, the protein is there in the plant. Mm-hmm. However, it's not, it's the way your body absorbs it that isn't there. So either you have to consume a tremendous amount more of it, or you have to supplement.
Supplements, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's the problem with these diets. So, the, you know, again, the thing is, you know, people sometimes are very conscious about that, but, you know, it doesn't matter which diet you go to. Mostly when people go to dieting, they kind of clean up their act for a bit. You know, they kind of stay away from the processed food. They kind of stay away from all that stuff. That's the stuff that's beneficial. The problem is they don't last long, you know.
Right. It's a couple of months usually.
Yeah, you know, but people can stick to it. And people have had some pretty dramatic changes. But you'll see them gradually. You know, the sustainability of it is not there. You know, you have to change your mindset. It's like people that have gastric bypass surgery, you know, and lose tremendous amounts of weight. It's 150 pounds.
Yeah.
You're going to do that because they have physically restricted you from eating. However, you see a significant amount of those people go right back to where they were, you know, because, again, they didn't change their mindset of how they were eating and what they were eating. I have a patient of mine who's been through two of those already, and her only dietary advice afterwards was eat a healthy diet. That was what she was told. Well, obviously, if she ate a healthy diet, she wouldn't have gotten to where she was in the first place.
Right.
You know, so what makes you think that you're going to change any habits you have? You know, you're still going to be eating the same things, just not as much because, you know, they've physically restricted how much stuff can go into your stomach. So your body is going to sense the sensation of fullness, right, much quicker. But it also alters your metabolism and creates all kinds of long-term effects, you know, as a result of that.
Indeed. You are what you're going to eat. So I was just, you were talking about, you know, veganism and, you know, getting proteins and stuff. And that made me think of a potato. And a potato made me think of McDonald's. And McDonald's made me think of French fries. And French fries made me think of chemicals.
Yeah.
Any idea what goes into a McDonald's French fry?
But do you realize that McDonald's French fries years ago used to be fried in tallow, beef fat?
Right.
Okay. And that was a very different story. It was potatoes fried in beef fat. Okay.
Yep.
So the French fry of years ago of the original McDonald's dates is not the French fry of today.
Right. Because it's in vegetable oil.
You know, it's in vegetable oil. And there's all kinds of processes used to do that. You know?
Oh my gosh. It's,
you know, I mean, I've tasted McDonald's French fries. They're freaking delicious.
Yes, they are.
When they're hot. Did you ever eat one when it's cold?
Yep.
They're just darn right nasty.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing palatable about them at all.
Yeah, but they're still good if you find them under the seat 3 weeks later. They're still good. It might be a little cold, but it's still good. The five-second rule gets extended for McDonald's food.
Yeah. Yeah, and you think about that. Why wouldn't that have just molded and rotted away? You know, why is it still...
Yeah, is it still there?
Why does it still look good, you know? you know, I find that interesting, you know.
Yeah.
So when these, you know, when you have food that can be on the shelf for a year, it's probably not the best thing to eat.
I don't think so.
That's the problem with our food industry is, you know, we, again, for profitability purposes, you have to have stuff that's sustainable. You know, food that breaks down very quickly, you know, fruits, vegetables, and so forth, you know, you got to move them fast. But, you know, we've developed techniques now for, you know, you look in these cold storages and stuff, and they can totally control the ripening of fruit purely by the amount of gas or oxygen or whatever that they have in there that controls that ripening. So that's why you can take an apple that's picked now in the season and have a nice apple in February and March of next year. You know, is because the ripening is controlled, so that's not going to rot. Because typically in the past, before they had those type of techniques, you ate apples in season, and when the season was done, it was done. You might be able to create, you know, apple cider and applesauce and canning stuff and preserving it,
right?
But you weren't going to eat fresh apples, you know, after the season was over with. The same way with strawberries, the same way with any type of fruit or vegetable. You know, that's why in the olden days, you know, we developed canning and salting and fermenting and stuff like that was to sustain that food through the leaner times when it wasn't available fresh.
Indeed.
But there was a significant benefit to that. You know, now in our world today, we can get anything we want at any time of the year. You can eat strawberries every day of the week for the entire year. Mm-hmm. You can eat mangoes and bananas and everything else any time of the year because of the world market, you know, and because of the way that they can control the ripening or control the degradation process of those things through refrigeration, through chemicals, through whatever that they do. And that's where we've gone so wrong in our diets. You know, it's not terrible to eat some fruit. However, typically fruit was only eaten in season and it was eaten locally. You know, you ate what was local to you, you know,
right?
100 years ago, people didn't eat mangoes unless they lived in the tropics where mangoes were grown. Mm-hmm. And then mangoes of 100 years ago are not the mango of today because they've been so, you know, genetically modified that they're not the same thing that they used to be.
Yeah. That genetically modified stuff really bothers me. Yeah, because now they're making modified products that will go to the chemicals that they're using to grow them.
You know, right, exactly. Well, that's where glyphosate or Roundup came into play.
Right, Roundup, yeah.
You know, we've genetically modified corn, soybeans, and so forth so that they're not affected. So when they spray the glyphosate, it doesn't kill the corn or the soybean, but it kills all the other weeds and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and so that becomes the problem. Now you have genetically modified this product. And yet for millennium prior to that, our bodies were mm-hmm. adapted to the way corn or soybeans or whatever were developed and grown. Now, all of a sudden, now you're genetically modifying. So our bodies see them in a very different way.
That's right. Yeah, it changes the nutritional value. Well, we do have a caller. Goodness. All right. Good morning, caller. You are on with Dr. Ken Kerbs. How are you this morning, Dorothy?
I'm no good.
Well, good morning.
So I called for maybe a little bit different things, but I did want to do what I try to do every year when you're on, so I want to wish you a happy birthday for earlier this week.
Oh, yes. Yes. So, thank you very much. Yes, my birthday was on Monday. Yes. Oh. Yes.
And, so. Yeah, the year you was born, I was already out of high school because I graduated in June of that year.
Ah, yes.
And you must have started doing chiropractor when you was in your 20s.
Yes.
Because they say on this recording sometimes of the year you started doing chiropractic.
Yes. I became a chiropractor in 1983, so, and I was 25 years old when I did that. Yes.
And I want to ask you for that one time I did get you out, but I don't know how to call me hurting if I'm going to be able to get there again or not, which I want to. But that article that you had me put three fingers into it. What do you find out by that?
I didn't understand what you said. Three fingers.
Yeah, you had me put three fingers in one thing that was flat, I guess.
Yes. That was a diagnostic test called heart rate variability. It's a way of looking at nervous system function, you know, so that particular test is simultaneously measuring your heart rate, your skin temperature, and the electrical conductivity through your body. So we look at the overall function of the nervous system, you know, and the heart function together, you know. So yeah, that was one of the three diagnostic tests that I do.
Because I want to get there again, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to on account of me hurting. Because where I am, I have to climb five stairs, and it would be hurting. It's kind of hard even doing that.
Yeah. That's the Hoff part. Your mobility is so restricted that it makes it difficult for you. I understand.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, Dorothy. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to get through, you can call 433-1433 to talk to the good doctor, Dr. Ken Kurbs from Kurbs Family Chiropractic and Wellness.
Yes. Dorothy never forgets my birthday.
Isn't she a doll?
You know, never forgets it, you know. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, but yes.
Absolute doll. So we've still got plenty of time. Well, unless you call in late, and then you don't have plenty of time.
Yeah. Now, see, now 2 weeks ago, a gentleman called literally with 1 minute left.
I know, right?
You know, and had some interesting things to say, and we really didn't. You know, we ended up cutting him off because we couldn't. You know, I mean,
that's right.
At the hour, they cut me off. You know, we don't have a choice.
That's right. Network comes in and says you're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can call right now. Here's our caller. Now we got something going on. Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Dr. Ken Kurbs. What is your thought, comment, or question, please?
Hi.
Hello.
I have bursitis in my one leg. I fell on a handicap ramp, and I can't get the pain to subside.
So let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, how old are you?
75.
Okay. And how long ago did it happen?
Oh, about 2 years.
Oh, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where is the pain? So if it's bursitis, it would have to be within a joint.
In the leg. It's in my right leg.
But not just your leg. It would have to be in your knee joint or your hip joint.
Knee joint or hip? No, it's right in my just above my knee, about a foot.
Yeah, so the thing is that it's most likely not bursitis, okay? Because bursitis means the inflammation of what's called a bursa or a bursal sac, and that is something that lubricates the joints, you know? So if you're having pain further removed from that, above or below the joint, it's something else that's causing it. The fact that it's been there for 2 years, you know, what's been done at this point? What have you had done? What's your doctor done?
Well, the doctor says it's bursitis.
Yeah.
And he's tried giving me shots and that. And
none of that's worked.
No.
Because it's most likely not bursitis.
Dale, he says it's not bursitis. It's in my leg.
You know, I mean,
I put some cream the creams and stuff on it to settle it down.
Yeah.
But when you try to walk with it, and if you walk too much, man, oh, you're in a lot of pain.
So the thing is, you got to look at that. I mean, it's like, so something's got to be creating the pain for you. So, it, you know, the thing is, if it's... You know, if they're saying it's bursitis and they're injecting most likely cortisone or some type of anti-inflammatory, you know, into that area and it's not working, then I would say that it's not what it is. You know, that it's easy to say, oh, it's bursitis or it's arthritis or whatever, but what's really creating the problem? You know, when you fell, you could have done something else where you could have affected your lower spine, which is, again, is the primary nerve supply to that part of your leg. Nobody's looked at that. There's a lot of effects, but the fact that you've had this for 2 years and it's not gotten any better, no matter what you do, I will bet you it's not bursitis. You know, that it's some other factor that's going on that's creating that. You know, and it's become a real chronic problem for you now. You know,
yeah, because I'm having a hard time walking with it.
Right, because the problem
and
was never addressed in the first place.
It just goes bonkers.
Right. Have you had your knee or hip X-ray to see how the integrity of those joints?
Well, I need to have surgery because I tore the meniscus again in my knee. And Dr. Douglas said that I got to have it taken care of. But my knee isn't the problem because he gives that injection in that.
Yeah.
And it takes care of that until I have my surgery. But the upper part, it's between my, like a foot from my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I had x-rays of my hip, so I thought I maybe broke my hip or something.
Right. And that was okay?
And it's not, yeah, no breaks or nothing. It's just that one area.
Yeah. So the thing is, again, with the way I look at things, you got to go back to the nervous system. What's creating that pain? You know, what's creating that situation? So when it's not the obvious point where, you know you have a meniscal tear in your knee, so that's certainly going to create issues with the knee. When they're injecting your knee, they're going to suppress the pain of the meniscal tear because they're sticking in a pretty strong steroid drug into your joint, so that's going to just suppress the symptom. It doesn't fix the problem with your knee, it just suppresses the symptom of the pain in your knee. With what's going on higher up, you know, may not in any way be related to your hip or your knee at all, but it could be related from the fall 2 years ago when you may have created a misalignment either in your pelvis, in your lower spine, or something else that's creating that. And so when they start doing things like saying it's bursitis, now I don't know. I don't know you, and I have no way of evaluating you at this point, but it's like it doesn't make sense that it would be bursitis, first of all, especially if it's mid-shaft within your thigh. It's not associated with either the knee or the hip. It can't be bursitis. There's no bursa there to be inflamed. It doesn't make any sense.
Huh.
You know, that I call that the catch-all term. When we can't explain anything, we just throw something out, and then for the last 2 years, you're thinking you have bursitis when you don't. Okay.
Well, I gather that now.
Yeah. When you don't.
Yeah, because like I said, I've had it checked. The hip has been checked. There's no breaks or anything.
Yeah.
It's just, but the only thing, it was a hard drop because those handicap ramps, somebody brought it up and never took it back down.
Yeah.
And when I was leaving the hall, I didn't see it. And man, I ran into it. And man, it did me in.
And so that tells me, you know, by a pretty hard fall, that something else may have been injured or affected by that. And since nobody ever looked at that, that problem is still staying there. And it's been there, you know, for 2 years. You know, and that's where you sometimes need to step back and take a look at what's going on with you neurologically. You know, see, whenever I evaluate a patient, I'm looking at the whole patient, not just where your pain is. You know, we got to look at the entire nervous system and see where is the interference occurring that may be leading to that problem. You know, trying to address a pain in your mid shaft of your thigh, calling it a bursitis, doesn't make any sense at all.
You know? Really?
Not at all, because a bursa is a specific structure. So bursitis means an inflammation of the bursa, and you have bursal sacs in certain joint systems within your body. So it's typical to see a bursitis occurring in the shoulder, the elbow, the hip, you know, those type of areas, but not away from a joint. and yours is away from the joint. It's not associated with either your hip or your knee. It's between
them.
It's
right in between them.
It's between them. So it can't be a bursitis. It makes no sense.
Okay.
You know, it just, it makes no sense at all. So the thing is,
what would it be then?
It could be, you could have a pinched nerve in your lower spine.
Oh.
Okay. You know, from that hard of a fall is enough to create all kinds of problems with you. And since nobody ever addressed that, you're just dealing with the chronic pain now. And you keep going back, you know, don't misunderstand me, but, you know, they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and thinking you're going to get a different result. You're getting the same result because everybody keeps, no one's looking at the other areas that could be creating the problem. Okay. And that's where you need to kind of step away from that and have someone else take a different look at it, you know, to see what else is going on there. Because you don't get bursitis mid shaft of a joint, in your mid thigh. It's not possible.
Wow, I guess I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, there has to be something else going on.
Yeah, so I'm not hurting anymore.
Right. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You know, I think what you need to do is have your doctor get some X-rays of your lower spine, that lumbar spine in your pelvis, and then see what's going on there structurally. And if you're not getting any answers from that, then you call me and come and see me with those things. Because then we can step back and take a look at it from a neurological function, which nobody's looking at now at all. And here you are, you know, you're in your mid-70s and been suffering for 2 years with this chronic pain. You know, I can't tell you that I have the answers for everything, but somebody isn't even looking in the right direction here with this.
Yeah, well, that's what I was told, the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So I maybe feel better now.
Yeah.
Since I'm not losing it.
Yeah, no, you're not, you know what? The thing is, so many times when people deal with chronic pain, they tend to get brushed off after a while because nobody wants to bother searching anymore, you know, and it's like sometimes you just need to step back and go a different direction and have a different evaluation so that it'll make more sense, you know, instead of just suffering and doing more of the same thing that didn't work.
Yeah, during the summer it wasn't too bad, but as fall comes, man... Mm-hmm. It's like you got to lift your leg in order to... My husband sometimes, when I get in the vehicle, he sometimes has to lift my leg.
Yeah, because you're also...
It doesn't want to cooperate.
Right, because the thing is, first of all, if there is some compromise of the nerve to that leg from the fall 2 years ago, you're not having the appropriate communication from your brain to your leg, and that's interfering with. So as a result of that... Excuse me, your leg is going to weaken, you know, and now all of a sudden you're having difficulty just doing normal tasks that you wouldn't even think about, of just like getting in the car, you know, and, you know, where you need assistance to lift the leg because your own body doesn't have the strength or the coordination to be able to do that on its own. You know, so that tells me right away there's an incoordination within the nerve supply to that area. Something is messing up in the communication from your brain to your leg. Okay, that's not allowing you to do that. And the longer you allow that to go, the worse it gets, you know. And the thing is, you know, sometimes people think, well, hey, you're in your mid-70s. What do you think? It's like, no, wait a minute here. You still got a lot of years ahead of you, you know. And you know,
I don't feel that way.
Right. Well, you don't feel that way because, again, you know, you don't think that because of the way you feel. But if you felt, you know, vibrant, energetic, and ready to go, you would think nothing about being in your mid-70s and still going, you know. I know many people who are your age and older that still function at very high levels and don't deal with chronic pain. You know, so when you're dealing with that stuff, you need to seek the appropriate care for that and not keep, you know, just because one particular person said something, obviously it didn't work. And for me listening to just from what you've told me, it makes no sense. It can't possibly be a bursitis.
Well, you try to take the word of a doctor, but
I understand that.
Yeah, they're wrong. And
the thing is, you know what? It's not that it's a bad thing to be wrong. The problem is that when you know, sometimes you'll form an opinion initially, and then when a person is not responding, after a period of time, sometimes you need to step back and take another look and say, wait a minute here, maybe we need to go in a different direction. That should be the job of the doctor. Not always about getting it, you know, dead on the first time. Sometimes it takes a little bit to figure things out. But the fact is, here you are 2 years later, still dealing with the same problem and having progressive weakness in your leg as a result of that, along with the pain. Someone else needs to look at this, you know, or you're just going to progressively keep getting worse.
Well, I don't need that.
No, of course you don't.
No.
Of course you don't. You know.
I got to finish living.
So the thing is, my suggestion to you is, first of all, get back to your doctor and have them look at your lower spine and pelvis, because someone's missing something there. And if you're not getting any answers there, then you bring all that stuff with you when you call me and get into me, and let's see what we're going on. Because then we're going to look at it. Not only do I would I want to see those x-rays of your spine and pelvis, but I also then want to look at neurologically what's going on as far as the overall function of your nervous system. And those are the specific tests that I do, you know, to look at how things, basically how is your brain communicating with the rest of your body, so that we can see where the potential interference is within that system, and then start making the appropriate corrections to that.
I appreciate the call
because, see, there are a lot of people out there like you that are that's what you just said was incredibly important, because people are out there thinking that just because someone said something, they believe it, and here you are suffering 2 years now and not getting the results. So it's time to take a different look at it, you know, and see if there's nothing more that could be helped. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank
you're very
you
welcome. Very... If I can help you at all in the future, just don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay.
All right. You take care now. Good luck with that.
All right. Well, that's what we like at 433-1433. You still have plenty of time to get through to call 433-1433. So I find it interesting when someone is diagnosed with X, Y, B, or Z, all of a sudden now we start looking for ways to support that stance or that diagnosis, whether it is that diagnosis or not.
Yeah.
And so instead of looking around saying, well, maybe there's more than one right answer here.
I cannot tell you how many times. So the diagnostic test that I was talking about that I utilize in my office, I've been using it for 24 years now in my practice. I cannot tell you the number of times, significant number of times, that people have come in to me with a specific complaint, and the diagnostics show that the underlying cause of it is far removed from where the problem is. So let's say for someone who has an acute lower back pain radiating down their leg, you know, they go to the hospital, they go to the doctor, they're diagnosed with sciatica and lower back pain and all this stuff. And you step back and you take a look at them neurologic, and there's nothing neurologically going on in their lower back. And it's all stemming from the upper cervical spine, basically almost right at the junction of the spine and the brain. Okay. And we see that and go like, wait a minute here. This is, again, people are looking in the wrong direction. I go in and start making those corrections in the area where the problems are, and all of a sudden the person starts getting better. Now, it's just common sense. The problem is nobody bothers looking at it, because our entire healthcare system is based purely on symptomatology only.
Right.
So if a person like this lady, she has pain in her mid-thigh, period. That's all anybody's ever going to look at. They will never look at any place beyond that thigh. Okay, and they tell her there's nothing wrong with it, or they give some ridiculous diagnosis of bursitis, when anybody who has any understanding of anatomy would know that, first of all, there's no bursa in the mid-thigh.
Right.
Okay.
Very, very curious. And of course, it has to fall within the insurance company's coding.
Of course, that's another part of the game.
You know,
how do you code something? Mid-thigh pain doesn't have a diagnostic code.
That's right.
But bursitis certainly does.
Right.
Okay.
So now insurance will support that.
Yep.
Diagnosis.
Absolutely. No matter how long it goes, right? Whether it's right or wrong,
because it has the right code and it will pay X amount of dollars.
Yes.
And that's what the
doctor gets to deal with. That's the unfortunate problem with our healthcare system.
Right. And that's not the doctor's fault.
No.
That's nope. You know, when insurance companies bought everybody out, you know, yep. I mean, how could you have not seen that coming?
It's a game. It's just an incredible game.
It's a Fonzie scheme. Yeah. Hey, we have another caller.
Let's go.
Good morning, caller. You are on the air with Dr. Ken Kerbs. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Let's try that again. They hung up. Oh. Call back.
Call back.
433-1433. They probably had a three-wheeled lawnmower for sale and thought it was radio.
Hopefully they had a question.
That's what we prefer, but you never know what's going on with that. So, again, oh, there they go. Good morning, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Ken Kerbs.
Hello, Dr. Kerbs. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, I can barely hear you. There's like, do you have, it seems like a lot of wind or something in the background. It's muffling you right out.
Let's try it that way.
That's much better. Yes.
All right. And let me turn my radio down.
Okay, good.
Kevin, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. What can I help you with?
I was seeing you a while ago. I had a little adjustments here and there with you. I don't know if you remember me.
Well, not by the... I don't recognize the voice right now, so...
No. A family friend of your dad's and your mom's.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to hear about your dad.
Yeah, thank you.
We were going through, did a couple adjustments, and I was getting severe pain down my right leg. And come to find out, my primary sent me for a couple MRIs, and I actually have a pinched nerve, which is causing the numbness going right to my ankle, and caused me to almost lose my leg as I'm walking or can't walk in the store or anything.
Mm-hmm. Is there a disc herniation of some sort?
Yep, they did find an L4, L5 situation.
Okay.
And now they have to remove this piece of bone that was pinching my nerve.
Piece of bone or piece of disc?
I want to say maybe a piece of disc.
Okay.
They're going to have to put some padding in there and a couple screws.
Right, so they're going to do it. They're going to do a lumbar fusion on your spine.
Yes.
Okay. How old are you?
45.
Yeah.
And they did say this was too young for this to happen.
Yeah.
And that's why they're getting me in quickly to get this taken care of.
Well, you know, the thing is, obviously, there's pressure on that nerve by that. You know, my concern is having a spinal fusion in your mid-40s, what that's going to be like down the road, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road. That's my concern, you know, as far as, you know, what's going to happen with that. Because, again, once you fuse that, so, yes, they will, you know, they're going to decompress the nerve and they're going to fuse it. So now you have a fixed level or multiple levels that normally moved. So when you fixate those things, now what happens is the body has to compensate. So the levels above and below it many times have to move more. And it's very common to see a person 5, 10 years after a spinal fusion have more problems with the levels surrounding the original problem. You know, so the problem is that you need, you know, if the thing is significant enough that you need to have the decompression done, you know, I mean, it's a tough one to call. Where do you go with that? You know, do you still stay on a conservative route or do you go in the more drastic procedure? You're still working?
Yes.
Yeah.
And at times it's hard to do my job because I have to be a contortionist at times.
Yeah.
And get up off the floor, it takes all I got to get me up off the floor.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, you're in a tough situation, you know, with that as far as, you know, how, you know, which way you're going to go with it. The leg pain is still persistent all the way down to your foot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some days it's worse than others. You know, like they say a scale of 1 to 10, it's, I would say, 100.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So do you have any recollection of, like, what caused that?
No, they believe it could have been a birth defect that now, just all of a sudden, doing what I do came into play. But it's been like this for years, and this is literally the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing is, a congenital defect, there would have to have been some malformation of the bone of some sort, you know, there are certain defects, one called spondylolisthesis, and some different conditions that are congenital in nature that certainly could lead to that. My concern is you're only in your 40s and you're this becoming this affected by it. Okay, there typically was some type of trauma or something that would have initiated it, would have started it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been asked, you know, how did this happen?
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know. It could have been a number of things.
Right. And that's the whole thing. It may not have been one event. You know, it may have been an accumulation of things. So, okay, I'm sorry. If I can help you out, they're going to cut me off the air here. I just want to let you know if there's anything I can help you out, please call me. I can, you know, if I can guide you any better through this process, let me know. I'd be more than happy to do whatever I can.
Well, do appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Good talking to you.
Very good
luck with that now. Take care.
All right. Well, we had a couple of good calls here today. That's good.
Winding it right down to the last moment here. So.
Yes, we do. Just like we do.
I know.
Because that's how we roll.
I know. So this is the last week of September.
Yes, sir.
We're going into October. It is just zipping right by. So
it is utterly amazing how fast this year has went.
I know.
So I look forward to seeing you at the second week of October, I believe.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a glorious day. And we'll see you next time here on WLVL.
Take care.